self-sabotage and how hypnosis can help you overcome it. My name is Mark. My website address is anxietyhypnotherapist.org. And in today's video, I'm going to be talking about self-sabotage. So self-sabotage is something that everyone experiences at some point in their lives to varying degrees. Anything that hinders your own success, stops you achieving the things you want to achieve in life, or ruins your relationships, is a form of self-sabotage. Procrastination, putting off things that need to be done, is a form of self-sabotage. And I have a procrastination video, which I'm going to link to at the top of this video, so you can watch that afterwards if you wish. Other forms of self-sabotage will include neglecting your health, overeating. Food is the most common substance that people use to try and suppress their emotions. So emotional eating is a very common problem that a lot of people suffer from. It's probably the most common way that people sabotage their health. Again, I have an emotional eating workshop that I'm going to link to at the top of this video, so you can watch that if you wish to. Then there's destroying relationships. I have a inner child healing to improve relationships workshop, and I'm going to link to that above as well, so you can watch that after this video if you wish. People may destroy relationships by projecting their insecurities onto those relationships, by looking for flaws and things in their partner to try and drag them down to the level they perceive they're at. Or you may be emotionally unavailable. A person can sabotage themselves consciously, but it's usually an unconscious event. It's usually part of the shadow. The shadow is a term for anything we can't see in ourselves. So we'll often see how other people are sabotaging themselves and think, why are they doing that? That is so stupid. But we could be doing the same thing ourselves, and we won't be able to see it in ourselves because it's in our shadow. So self-sabotage is kind of like procrastination, in that it's caused by low self-esteem. It's caused by a negative self-image. Maybe you have self-doubt, you fear failure or criticism. All of these things can cause you to sabotage yourself. So self-sabotage, like most issues, has its root in childhood. When a child is growing up with dysfunction, they're going to internalize that dysfunction. It's going to create toxic shame. They're going to think it means there's something wrong with them. They're going to develop a negative self-image. They're going to see themselves as what's known as a bad object in psychological terms. And they're going to feel unworthy of achieving the things that they want to achieve, or because they've grown up with criticism and they've internalized that negative talk from their parents. It's created negative self-talk, a negative inner voice that continues to attack and put them down long after the abuser isn't around anymore. They are going to talk themselves out of things. And because maybe they have a fear of abandonment or rejection, they are going to be insecure in their relationships. They're going to project those insecurities onto those relationships. They're going to sabotage those relationships because they don't feel worthy of functional relationships with people that they like. Maybe they don't feel worthy of love. A child needs what are known as good enough parents. A good enough parent is going to provide the child with unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. They're going to know that they're going to get their needs met no matter what, that they're loved, whether they're good or bad. Most people don't have good enough parents, and this is why most people develop self-sabotaging behaviors. So how can hypnosis help you to overcome self-sabotage? The first way hypnosis can help you overcome self-sabotage is that you can't be someone you don't perceive yourself to be. If you don't perceive yourself as someone who can achieve the goals you've set, or if you don't perceive yourself as someone who's worthy of love or a relationship, you're going to sabotage those goals. You're going to sabotage those relationships. Using hypnosis, you can visualize yourself the way you want to be. Hypnosis makes it very easy to visualize. And studies have actually shown that your mind can't tell the difference between a real or an imagined event. So just by visualizing yourself the way you want to be, you're actually going to create new neural pathways in your brain. The more you visualize yourself that way, the stronger those neural pathways are going to become. So hypnosis and visualization can actually change your self-image. They can completely change the way you see yourself. Hypnosis can also allow you to visualize connecting with your inner child, to become a good enough parent to yourself, to start to love yourself unconditionally, to give yourself unconditional love. And I have a 4-week inner child program, which I'm going to link to below. On the program, we do exercises to help you to connect with your inner child, to become that good enough parent to yourself. At the end of every week, we have a hypnosis session to visualize connecting with your inner child and visualize creating the life you want to create. So check the comments to find out more about that. And finally, you want to make sure that your goals are congruent with your current life. If you want to lose weight, but your partner maybe feels a bit insecure in the relationship, wants you to stay at your same weight, or maybe they just like you at the weight you're at, you may unconsciously sabotage your attempts to lose weight as a way to maintain that relationship with your partner. If you want to make more money, you have negative beliefs about money, or you feel that making money is going to take you away from your friends and family, you're going to unconsciously sabotage your attempts to make money. So make sure your goals are congruent with your current life, congruent with your current family. And again, I have a goal setting workshop, which I'm going to link to above. Check that out. So that is self-sabotage and how hypnosis can help you overcome it.